What your audience today with the greetings of all the prophets from Abraham to Muhammad, the greetings of peace, and the Quran in Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum. Everything in human life is growing, evolving. Everything in human life is growing and evolving. What is in you is growing and evolving. If it's not, it's just staying there and waiting until something can happen to make it evolve. Everything that is around you is doing the same thing. Even our ideas, slavery itself. There was a time when we were mostly concerned about and with physical slavery. The physical slavery. But once people are physically free, then if they don't have truth, they come into another form of slavery. And the next form you come into is no weaker than the first form. If anything, it's stronger as a grip to hold you in slavery than that form that was before. Because everything is growing and everything is evolving. All of our concepts are growing and all of our concepts are getting bigger and more complex. So the simple things of yesterday are not so simple today. If people didn't have the truth yesterday and they were in physical slavery, today they're in a worse kind of slavery. And look at the slavery today. No man has to hold you with physical chains. No one has to put yoke on your shoulders. But look how much of a slave many of us are in the big cities of the Western world. And I imagine that we have slaves here in these Caribbeans. People who have all the physical room but can't do anything. Plenty knowledge in the world, plenty knowledge to feed on, but the mind can't move. Isn't this a worse form of slavery than we had when the physical chain were on us and the yoke were on our backs? It's a worse form of slavery. The worst slavery you can come into is the slavery of false conceptions, false ideas in religion and in worldly life. Those beautiful concepts we had have now become a curse on our society. Love. What is love working in our society now? Love is working destruction in our society. Those people who preach love the most are those people who are the most detrimental, most destructive, the most poisonous people in the society. Are you talking about the church, mister? No, I'm not talking about the church. Others have taken over the horn of love from the church. There are beatniks and hippies and all kind of crazy people out there now blowing the horn of love louder than the church is blowing. Look what has happened to our concept we call democracy. Democracy has become an excuse to tear down all the things that democracy was trying to bring to us so that we would have some kind of decent and peaceful life to live. Is that right? Now that very word is used to kill the very things that we were trying to bring about with that word. This is judgment. I'm not saying that there will not be another judgment, but the book says that everything has its counterpart. The physical life has its spiritual counterpart. The physical world has its spiritual counterpart. But God says, those things that I have promised you in that spiritual world, universe, after this physical counterpart has vanished. And we know that this physical universe is not going to last forever. We have heard that the earth abides forever, but it didn't mean it as we thought it meant. We know the sun itself is dying. Science tells us that. The sun itself is gradually dying. We We know they've gone to the moon. The moon is something that has already died as a living body that can produce life. It is dead. It's a dust bowl, a dust thing. Is that right? Yes. It still serves a purpose. Everything has to serve a purpose. Death itself serves a purpose. But the world that we call the world of life is dying. And the sun itself that feeds this physical earth is energy so that we can have food to eat and have energy for our industries. That very sun, science says, is dying. We know the physical world is passing away. But should we be more concerned about something that is passing away at the rate of speed, maybe, of 1 inch in a billion years, and overlook the destruction that is happening right around us, that is happening at the speed of a billion miles in 1 minute? So the wise men of Scripture wanted us to be concerned about the distant thing, but it wanted us to be planted in what's happening now. Think about it and use that warning to keep your path straight while you're here now. Is that right? In the words of Prophet Muhammad, he says, live your life every day as though you're going to live forever. And again, live your life every day as though tomorrow you be dead. This is a balanced philosophy. A balanced philosophy. This philosophy that is expressed in a saying of Prophet Muhammad is given clearly in the Holy Quran. The Quran says, Wabtadi, seek with everything that God has given you to use that home that He has promised you in the hereafter. But don't let wala tansa, but don't forget nasibaka min ad-dunya. But don't forget that you have a share to attend to right here in this world. This is the balanced teaching. It's no different from that Abraham taught, that Jesus taught. What make it appear different to us is this. The successor of a righteous servant of God comes because there's a need to revive the message of the previous man. There's a need to clean the pollution from the air that was established by the previous man. Oh, but Christ's message was not affected. Satan couldn't touch it. Read your Bible again. The Bible tells you that Satan would be held in check for a time. Then Satan would rise up and take over everybody, even the elects of God. Right. Isn't that the Bible? Right. The Old Testament tells us that there will come a time, a time of famine, a hunger will take the whole world. Says not a hunger for bread and water, a hunger for the word of God. This is the Bible. I know how we get off the track, but I can't understand preachers hearing this clear truth from the Bible and seeing what the nation of Islam is trying to do and not be able to identify with what we're doing and say, right on, brother, you have my support. I can't understand that, because I know preachers have some knowledge of what the book is saying. And if these preachers can't hear what I'm saying, they are dead in their hearts, they are dead in their brains, they are dead in their spirits. If there's any life in any man who's acquainted with that Bible, when he hears the plain message of the nation of Islam, he has to recognize that here is the word of Jesus. This man has the word of Jesus. I know this is Jesus in this man's word. That's if you know what Jesus was all about.
brothers and sisters, we have a big job to do. Satan has taken the world from man. And when I say man, I mean from the human mind. We think of man as a thing that happens where it happens.
Right.
And man happens right here. And it happens in every woman as well.
Right.
Now, isn't that a truth?
Right.
All praise due to Allah.
All
I'd like to read now from another chapter and move on with this talk, and I hope I don't wear out your patience. Holy Quran, chapter called the Jinn, says Jinn are the spirits. But look at what is said here. This chapter is titled, Jinn are the spirits. But look how it reads. It says, true, there were persons among mankind who took shelter with persons among the jinns. The translator, he said, jinn are spirits. He was speaking from the teachings that he had received. Certainly jinns are spirits. And jinns are also persons. Human beings are persons, but we are also spirits, aren't we? Says, true, there were persons among mankind who took shelter with persons among the jinns. But they increased them in only folly. Folly. What is this talking about, brothers and sisters? It is talking about a certain form of man's own development, our mind's own development. Mind comes into existence as a blank, having nothing on it, knowing nothing. There might be forces of heredity working in the mind, but the mind knows nothing about it. They tell me that there are some psychologists now, psychoanalysts and whatnot, who can take your mind back and even make you recall things that were on when you were in the womb of your mother. Well, you know, I'm sure you've heard about this. And even before, some of them claim that they can take even further back than that. Now, I don't know about that. I don't bother with that part of it. But I can see that perhaps the mind can be led back. It can't carry itself back. But perhaps it can be led back to know what went on when it was being formed in the womb of its mother. Anyway, science now says that that is the truth. God says even more than that. God says that when the final judgment comes, everything you've done in your life will suddenly come before your eyes. And you will see your whole history, the whole history of your being, from beginning until the point of judgment. This is what religion says. Psychology is on the way to try to establish that fact. But I don't know, I think they get off on the wrong track too sometimes. But the point we want to make now is that human beings are an evolving life. And the great truth that the messengers of God brought to us is this, that things are at rest in the creation. The sun is at rest. The moon is at rest. The earth is at rest. Animals that are at rest. The only thing that is not at rest is the human being. You are not at rest. You are still growing. You're still evolving. You haven't found yet your place of rest. And you don't ever find your place of rest in this life. You only move up higher and higher to that place of rest. Until you get at a place in this life where you can deal with life. And you are at, a plane of rest, but you are not yet rested. The only thing will rest us is when we come into the full reality of the real truth.
Yes,
and that is promised to us when all the physical creation has vanished away. But God says, nevertheless, you can come to a plane in the sky of your human development. not a plane in the physical sky. You can come to a plane of rest in the sky of your human development that will enable you to work comfortably and to see and not be worried about making mistakes. God promises this. Says in the Holy Quran, for those who believe, God will lead them. Says those who hold on to the rope of God, hold on to this truth that there is but one God.
Yes, sir.
One God. Nothing else rules life but that one God.
Right.
Nothing else has power over life but that one God.
Right.
You say, oh man, I know other things have power over my life. You have given other things power over your life. But if you latch on to that rope, the reality that is God, one God, you'll see that nothing is a power in your life but Almighty God.
Right.
I bear witness myself that nothing is a power in my life but Almighty God.
Yes,
I don't say I'm pure and perfect. No, I'm a human being. And human beings must struggle and strive always to be better and better.
Right.
And I'm still on that path.
Yes,
but I have reached that plane. And I guarantee you, brother and sister, you can't frighten me. God is my only fear. Everything must evolve. And God has given us help. He said, man, through his prophets, remember that leadership is natural too in life. When you come out of your mother's womb, you come out head first. If you don't, they call it a funny birth. A breech birth, they call it, right? But normally, we come out of our mother's womb head first. And when we are able to turn the body over, get on our hands and knees, the head leads us in our motion of travel. Is that right? Then once we manage to balance ourselves on two feet, the head becomes the crown, boss on top. Is that right? Well, see, life is all about leadership, truth, oneness, unity, government. But what kind of government? Natural government. A government that has been divinely described in the world order for man to pattern himself after. This is the teachings of Almighty God. The scripture tells us that everything in existence is speaking to you. Speaking to your mind.
Right.
Everything. What you touch says something to your mind.
Right.
What you smell says something to your mind.
Right.
What you taste says something to your mind. What you see says something to your mind.
Yes.
What you hear, brother, says something to your mind.
Right.
I don't care what it is, where it comes from, whenever it touches your mind, it says something to it.
Right.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
God speaking to you. God is speaking to you. Now, he has a higher way of speaking. A way of speaking that is above the five sense expression in the body. We call that divine revelation. But God says in his book, says clearly in this Holy Quran, God says, I reveal to you, man, I give each of you a bit of my spirit, a bit of my inspiration. Man and woman. Is that right? This is what the book says. And he says, there's coming a time, man, when I'm going to reveal to the earth. And the earth is going to speak. The earth is going to rock and shake and speak to your mind, man. This is what God says. God says, go on, greedy creature, who think the only life you have is in your physical makeup. Go on, greedy creature. You're going to grow into a material beast.
Right.
Says, and when that day come, man, I am going to make that material beast speak to your mind, man.
Oh, don't think judgment gives you any room to run. I said, this is judgment.
Yes, sir.
The light is so clear and so bright, there's no room to run. It penetrates all gross material things. Goes right to the core of the being. Brother and sister, God gives us a vital truth that will save us, can save us at any time and all times if we recognize it. And that vital truth is this, that everything you see as a physical creation is nothing but a word of God.
When you see the sun, you see a word of God. God has formed something out there that says something to your mind. Says something to your mind that will help you, man. The moon, he has formed it as a word. Saying something to your mind that will help you. He says, and not only up there, he says, in the earth, I have established my words. In the things you see on earth, man, are my words. I'm quoting scripture plain and clear. He says, not only there, man, he said, but in yourselves are my words. Now, if God says with his divine revelation to his prophets that what we see in the skies above are his words, and what we see in the ground under our feet and in the things about us in this atmosphere are his words, and what constitute our own makeup are his words, what is God saying to us? He's saying this, that every achievement that you make, that every good you accomplish, that every power you reach, I gave it to you. And I can prove it because you're using my words. Do you understand? Man, if you've done anything with the sunlight, I get the credit, not you, because you use my word. If you've done anything with the earth below, with the forces of nature, with the rains, with the waters, with the rivers. If you've done anything with the lands, with the winds, with the fertility that is in the ground, if you've done anything with the animals that carry you on their backs, or work for you, or serve you in your lab, if you've done anything with anything that exists, if you've done anything with a spiritual thought that stretched your mind from the objects I've put in the creation, man, know that I get the credit for that, not you. This is what God is saying. Because you can't do anything by yourself. Not only your environment, but you yourself is my word. And I've put these words out there to pregnate your mind, to cause you to think. I want the wheels of your intelligence to turn over. I want your eyes to stay open. I want you to look and see the signs that speak to you for your own good human development. Not on one plane, but on seven planes. God says there's seven heavens. Not seven spooks or seven rooms for spooks, but seven graduations for human development. The kingdom is within you. Don't forget. Is that right? All right, so God says there's seven planes. We start on earth, come into birth in the flesh body. And in the flesh body, the mind began to feel some senses, trying to feed its development. Those senses are called the five senses. Right. Trying to feed the development of the mind in the flesh, is that right? And as the senses feed and feed and feed, they began to produce some kind of interchange, a relationship, a mating together is trying to happen. Is that right? Here is one force pulling us here and another force pulling us here. And they won't come together. But in our own selves, we want those forces to come together. Is that right? So here it is, pulling, trying to come together. The physical says, do this. The moral says, question it first. Is that right? Pretty soon, the physical, over a period of time, not a whole lifetime, just a few years, the physical pull has established a lot of things that it wants us to do. Is that right? And the moral nature has also established, on the other side, a lot of things that it wants us to do. Is that right? And we're being pulled. Disagreement in our makeup. Is that right? Disagreement in our body. We're being pulled in one direction by one force and in another direction by another force. But all the time, there's a life force in us, a third principle, a third factor, that is warning us, bring them together. Is that right? Saying, don't let them argue with each other like that. Don't let them diverge like that. Bring them together. So something within us that is truly our life core is saying to us, bring that spiritual monster. And this morally blind thing. Bring them together and rule them. And if you can just bring them together and rule them, that one that's straying out there is going to be disciplined. He's going to be tamed. And that one that's straying in the dark, he's going to be brought to the light. Is that right? So in keeping your willpower alive in yourself, a will to see the best of the moral life evolve to a higher plane.
You've been listening to the Chief Minister of the Nation of Islam, the Honorable W.D. Muhammad, speaking to you from Chicago, Illinois. Bilalian News. Bilalian News. Bilalian News.
Bilal is an outstanding man in the history of Islam. Bilal became the first Muezzin, the first minister of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. And this man was a black so-called African. He was so sincere, his soul was so pure, that Prophet Muhammad and the other leaders under him addressed this man, Master Bilal.
Bilalian News, the newspaper that's dedicated to truth and justice for all people of the earth. Bilalian News, your newspaper that's factual, timely, and essential. Bilalian News covers the four corners of the earth with topics that are vital to the world and to the community. Get Bilalian News at your newsstands or through your Bilalian News representative. Good news, all news, Bilalian News. Tune in next week and every week at this same time over this special network of stations for the national broadcast of Mr. Muhammad Speaks. Thank you for listening.